We're doing Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Peichet in this edition, in the 13th chapter of Shara Dat. O tidau v'chantam ha-shamu ha-mfarshim zal, ha-shamayim mesaprim kvot kel, at Torah Hashem t'mim ha. He says you should know and analyze what the commentary said on the verses in Tehillim, the 19th chapter, where it says, ha-shamayim mesaprim kvot kel, the heavens recount the honor of God, u'maseh adav magid ha-rakia. And his handiwork is recounted by the heavens. Yom liyom yabi al omer, day to day, the demands of us to say Hashem's praise. Velayla lelayla yichav edat, and from night to night, it's telling over the knowledge of Hashem. En omer ve'en devarim ve'li nishma kolam. No one's actually talking. Bechol haaretz yatzah kavam uktzei tevel milehem, but throughout earth, Their teachings are found, because if you just look at the night and the day and the stars and the sun and the moon, you could recognize that Hashem is running the world. Torah Hashem t'mimah meshivah nafesh, and Hashem's Torah is whole and it rejuvenates the soul. Shakatu misaper shevach Hashemish. The pasuk describes the praise of the sun and how the sun itself is supposed to be indicative to us of Hashem's controlling and creating the world. V'chal shevach haTorah demo. And afterwards, the praise of the Torah, and what's really being said is that these two luminaries, the sun and the Torah, they're both true. Just as the sun was created to give light onto the earth for the benefit of the bodies, so too the Torah, the cherished Torah, is here to give light to the soul, to open the eyes of the mind. And just as the eye is ready to sense the light, so too the mind is ready and it reacts to wisdom. Meaning the eye, there's a process in which, how does the eye see things? The eye catches the reflection of light. By the same token, the mind catches wisdom. And the Torah is the spring of wisdom, it is the source of understanding. In the Torah is advice and the salvation. The cure, and it teaches a person how to contend with anything that he encounters. Person watches the Torah, keeps the mitzvot, he can walk in confidence, he won't stumble. As our sages give us examples time and again, how we're supposed to learn from it. You guys know in our parsha, it says, or by donkey, or if we're going in territories where there might be robbers, so Chazal said, try to come to the place where you're camping, b'chitov, when the sun is still out. The sun was, it says, kitov, Hashem made the sun, was kitov. And in the morning, wait till Kitov, wait till the sun rises before you leave. So the Medrash brings a story. There was a guy who went to an inn. He was traveling. He came to the inn and he got up early. And the innkeeper told him, here's your food, here's your stuff. Go get an early start to your day. So the guy at the inn said, I'm looking for my friend Kitov. I can't leave without Kitov. So the innkeeper says, oh, you have a friend you're going to travel with? He says, yeah, I got to wait for Kitov. So the innkeeper starts looking among all the guests. Where's Mr. Kitov? Where's Mr. Kitov? They're looking all around. And by the time they realize that they haven't found any Mr. Kitov, the sun is out. He says, now my Kitov is here. Now I can go. And the Medrash says that the guy, the guest, was right. Later on, they found out that innkeeper would always try to send one of the guests out early. And then he'd go with a group of bandits and he'd rob the guest. He'd always have his eye out to see which guest had money. And he tried to get that guest to start traveling before the other people were on the road, when it was still dark. And this guy, what was he saved by? By our parsha, that we learn that Kitov, you wait for Mr. Kitov, you wait for sunlight. And then you start traveling the roads. And in their days, all roads were b'chazkat sakana. There were bandits on any given road. In our days, so you could feel more comfortable on Kvish Yerushalayim Tel Aviv. There are places where you don't have to be so worried about bandits jumping your car. That's why we travel at night. But still today, there are also places where you shouldn't be traveling at night. So that's an example. The Torah teaches us how to walk, how to travel, even in the mundane things. The Torah teaches us practical things that a person shouldn't stumble. And you find it throughout the Midrashim. Our sages from the Torah gave us advice and they taught us how to cure a few different, you find all kinds of different ills, ills of society, ills of psychology, ills of interpersonal relationships. The Torah gave us advice how to contend with all of those. And in the Torah you also find the nature of each creature. It's the way it walks, its function, the way it gives birth. If you know how to analyze the Torah, you'll find how each creature mates, even the pregnancy of each creature, its anger, what makes it appeased. Each one you can find in the Torah if only you know how to look. And Bizat Shem will pick up here next time.